Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or sit in a chair and say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning the integrity of our elections, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices in support of our elections, in support of our democracy. Well, Josh Call, the Attorney General, has brought a motion in court to block subpoenas by Gableman of the Evers administration. Yes, that's right, the Evers administration. We had not known before that a subpoena had been sent to the Evers administration. It was sent on December 28th. This is not just overbroad, that's putting it mildly. Here's what it says. They want Evers to turn over, quote, forensic images of servers and computers, all documents held by the state related to elections, communications with voting machine companies, transfers between the state and its largest cities, i.e. Democratic voting areas, all data about voter registrations that were activated or deactivated during 2020, and related information. Now, let me tell you something. If you got a subpoena like that in civil litigation, I've been involved as a lawyer in a lot of civil litigation, you go to the court and you say, I want a protective order. I want this narrowed. What is this? Why is he doing it? To tell you the truth, if a lawyer put in a subpoena with all of that broad, you know, quote, all documents held by the state that relate to elections, what you're doing is shutting down the state or shutting down a company you send that kind of a demand to, because they'll spend the rest of time sniffing through every document. Totally irrelevant to anything. This election's over. It was audited several times. This is done to harass Tony Evers and the Democratic administration. The problem is the judges that consider this, some of them, not all, are Republicans. And the Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican. When the Republicans get hold of the judiciary and through gerrymander the legislature, they can shut down the executive. They can shut them down by doing this kind of stuff. And they can pass lame duck legislation, taking the powers to them. And in Arizona, they can say it doesn't matter who you vote for the executive. That means the president. The legislature will decide. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, has come to this. The subpoena should not just be, it's got to be quashed. It's not enough to say, well, let's narrow it. Why is Gableman going after the Evers administration? We'll go to the lines. Lines are lighting up. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. More information that I don't know if we can all tolerate it so much, but it's really frustrating. With Fox News, I would think, they have they're licensed by the FCC. And they're demonstrating a blatant disregard and negligence. Disregard for human life, knowingly putting lies out there that is endangered, and actually people have lost their lives or even their health for, because some people who get COVID, they don't know, the long-term repercussions, and a lot of people are having significant health problems, from getting COVID, even after they've had the vaccines, because of the people who refuse to wear masks. If they can't get a vaccine, the least they could do is respect other people's health. But anyway, the point is they blatantly know, and they're vaccinated themselves. They're right. using people. They're propping them up, you know, right. and people see ordinary citizens like themselves. Oh, yeah, they're saying this, you know, and so I'm going
to... Gene, here's the problem, and you hit the nail on the head, and here's the deal. The FCC controls over the airwaves, so when Fox has a news component, like Channel 6 in Milwaukee, you'll never see them say stuff like that over the air. But Fox is cable also, and the FCC doesn't control cable. For instance, if you use the F word over the air, you'd endanger your license. If you use the F word on cable, you can do it. You shouldn't do it. But the sad thing is that the FCC should be able to step in, but it's people like Tucker Carlson are doing it, not some of the others. They wouldn't do that on the news program. And that is the problem. Gene, that's an excellent point. Thank you so much. We're going back to the lines. Terry of the North Woods, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Oh, I was just going to tell you, Matt, about in March of 2015, you know, before the legislature signed the right to work bill,
right.
We took a bus down from Eau Claire down to lobby our assemblyman. I didn't have to lobby my senator because my senator was Janet Bulet, so I didn't have to lobby her. But I lobbied my 75th assemblyman, Romaine Quinn. Okay?
Yep.
When I got into his office, Dean Knutson burst in there. And what can I do for you? Well, Dean, I'm here. I didn't know who he was at that. I guess he introduced himself and all that, but I'm here just to try to get you guys to reconsider the vote that you're going to make on the right to work. And it just boiled down to a freedom thing with him. Well, I said, it's a freedom thing. Of course, it's a freedom thing with me, too. The person doesn't have to work at that place that provides those benefits, but through collective bargaining, those benefits are there. So,
right.
therefore...
Right.
If you work there, you should have to pay the union to
right.
get those benefits for you, you know. And that was my little interaction with Dean Knutson. So I know all about Dean Knutson. I mean, just philosophically disagree, Matt, but I didn't find him, you know, I couldn't persuade him or my.
You know, Terry, here's the deal. You're being kind to him. I don't want Dean Knutson in any position of authority. However, he is one of the ones on the election commission who at least is saying that Biden won the race. The rest of them is part of the fascist cult. And I don't use that term lightly. I got to say this again. The word is overused. Every 16-year-old girl in the state who's grounded by her father or mother because she was late for curfew says, oh, my parents are such fascists. That's ridiculous. I'm talking for real. Spindell, who's on the commission, was also a fake elector, and at least Knutson is saying Biden won. Having said that, I don't want Knutson anywhere near an election. I don't want Knutson anywhere near the legislature. So I think that's disgusting what they did with you. You go down there and these clowns, your assemblyman, and then Knutson, what's he doing in there? Was he his staffer or what? And he goes in there and shoots his mouth off. Right to work simply means that people don't have to pay for union representation that got them good benefits. We got to get rid of right to work. And right to work, and not only that, Terry, was when Walker was up for re-election in 2014, he went to the union and said, support me. They said, why should we support you? You rammed through Act 10. He said, well, I'm sorry I did that. I won't do it again. You have my word. I'll never sign right to work. They endorsed him. He won. And he signed right to work a few months later because he was running for president. These people have no character. Their word is no good. Terry, thanks for calling in. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Adrian?
Morning, Matt. Back to the Electoral College for a moment. Article 2, Section 1 says that the electors shall be appointed in such manner as the legislature of the state may direct. So if that law in Arizona passes, it goes to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will uphold it. So we're in real danger here of losing our right to to vote for president. And even Bush versus Gore said that Americans don't have the right to vote for president, but they do have the right to vote for electors. But it looks like we're not even going to have that anymore.
Right. You know, you put your absolutely your finger on the constitutional issue. What Adrian says is exactly right. The Constitution says that the legislatures will decide how the electors are going to be selected. Now, remember something. This is in the 1700s. George Washington didn't become president until 1788. This was in the 1770s and 80s that they were talking about this stuff. In those days, they did not have direct presidential elections. George Washington didn't subject himself to a popular election. Everybody in all the states said he's the general, won the Revolutionary War. We want him. We didn't get presidential elections for another 20 or 30 years. But we have for about 200 years since then. For these Republicans to now say, and remember something, Bush v. Gore, the Republican-dominated Supreme Court shut down the counting of the votes. They said Gore lost by 500 votes. On the recount, on the audit, he won. He should have been president. And we would not have had the invasion of Iraq. He would have had a lot more caution about the chatter that was preceding 9/11. And we wouldn't have had the recession of 2002. The Republican Party is seizing the government through people with briefcases, sneaking into about six states. That's all they have to do, and changing laws. They don't have to change the law in Alabama or California. They're going to do it in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. What Adrian says is true, and it's because there's a Republican Supreme Court. If there were a Democratic Supreme Court, if I were on the Supreme Court, I would say, look, we've had presidential elections for 200 years. It's now part of our common law in every state. Legislatures can't invoke an 18th century rule, which was basically an accommodation between slaveholding and mercantile states, between South Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts and New York, to somehow get rid of presidential elections. Great call. Thanks a lot. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.